Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as I broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers out there in the 18-wheelers, our bulk mail center haulers, Felix and the gang out there hauling the mail back and forth. And let's not forget also about our great, great, great suicide jockeys out there delivering the gasoline so you got petrol to get to and from work. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook by going to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Follow us over there. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply, the Captain's America Third Watch.com. All right, and joining us from California right now, out there in the land of milk, honey, sugar, and nuts, including Nancy Pelosi, we've got the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren.
Right, thank you, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
Yay! Yay! Well, they're not going to be out there very long. Okay, I think they're coming in now. There they go. Now, the reason they're not going to be out there very long is because I told everybody a few minutes ago when they were talking about temperatures and whatnot, yeah, that it was 65.
Yeah.
Now it's 62.
Wow. Okay.
And we're going down into the upper 50s tonight. It's going to be a little cooler. Be a little cooler today, but that's not going to hurt anybody. And again, all the Canadians, you'll be able to tell them today, because when everybody else has got, you know, the long pants on and a nice warm coat, they'll be the ones out there in roller skates and shorts and a t-shirt.
Right, yeah. All right. Yeah, balmy weather. Yeah.
To them. All right. Yep. Now, are you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
Here we go. I pledge allegiance to the flag.
To the flag
of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And let's not forget those two words, under God, that are in the pledge, because our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, the CDC and the White House are set to challenge the judge who killed the mandate, a mass mandate on aircraft and commercial traffic, just as the Biden decision says, the decision to wear the mask is now up to the travelers.
Well, that's right. And as a matter of fact, airlines such as United and Delta, even Amtrak, evidently announced very quickly that masks would be optional for passengers. So they're definitely embracing this because they understand what it means to their customers, for one thing. But, Captain, the DOJ on Tuesday, yesterday, said that it continues to believe that the order requiring masking in the transportation corridor is a valid exercise, and get this, of the authority of Congress that's given the CDC to protect public health. So that's their statement, basically. And, of course, they're couching it in the idea of public health. But with all these cases being as low as they are and so on and so forth, the vaccination rates, the immunity, natural immunity rates, is this really a valid exercise of the CDC at this point?
Well, the cases are low, yes, but the cases are picking up in some area, yes. But it appears that whatever this is that's coming around the corner is nothing more than a case of the flu.
Well, right, right. And at the same time, people can wear masks if they want to, probably in concert with consultation with a doctor who might be able to advise them best. For example, your doctor might advise you to get the vaccine. They might advise you to get another shot of the vaccine, for example, depending on your age or your health status. They might tell you, if you go on an airplane, be sure to wear a mask. But it should not be the mandate that we're having right now. And I don't think, Captain, the American people have a real desire to see such a massive mandate continue. The CDC had extended it, I think, till May 3rd. But, of course, it will be extended after that. That's for sure.
Well, I was at the doctor's office yesterday, my doctor, before I went down to Bradenton. And, of course, they check my antibodies every week. You know, they do the blood test and they let me know whether or not I can donate blood because it's my turn to step up this week and donate blood. Probably Thursday is when I'm going to do it, or Friday. But the thing of it is my antibodies are way up again still. And that's an amazing fact, but it's because of the vitamins that I've been taking, number one. It's because of the food I've been eating, number two, and it's because of the fact that my immunity system is very strong right now, and I've been keeping it that way for quite a while. And again, this goes back to natural immunity. I have natural immunity, just like a lot of other people, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions, that are listening to us all around the world. And the fact of the matter is, as we just heard this week from the FDA, if you have the natural immunity built up, then you don't need a vaccine. Or if right. you do get a vaccine, it's the same thing as having the natural immunity.
Right, exactly, because it's built up in your system and you may not need that shot after all. I think, Captain, a lot of people have had some form of COVID.
Yep.
Maybe they didn't know it. They might have been asymptomatic. They never took a test. But it seems to me that it would be very revealing if you're able to do some kind of massive study on that. But the point is that it's run through the population, and that all-important herd immunity, it looks like, at least to my estimation, that we've achieved it.
Yep, I think so. All right, hold that thought, Kyle. And folks, are coming back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and myself. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, a Wednesday morning. I hope the weather's fine where you're at. It's not a bad night to be out and about around the country. I'll be right back.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay right there.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okay, I'm going to take it away. Thanks, Kyle Warren. And before we go back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, this portion of the program brought to you by Mike Lindell's MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Now, Mike's lost his mind because, again, the massive overstock sale continues with several items discounted up to 90%, up to 90% with your promo code Captain. Now, I don't know how he's doing it. And I don't really care, but it's a savings of money to you people if you want to go over there and take a look, MyPillow.com. And then, by the way, take a peek in the Radio Listener Specials page, too, because there's a whole bunch of markdown items in there. But I've never seen anything quite like it. This is the biggest special that he's had since I've been representing him as a spokesperson. Again, a massive overstock sale. Save up to 90% with the promo code CAPTAIN. Go over there, save you a bunch of money, and let us know what it is that you got that you're so thrilled about. By the way, Kyle Warren is right here. And Kyle, last night somebody pulled a Bill Bunkley on us. They showed up with their MyPillow slippers on.
Oh, no kidding. That's,
yep.
That's really something.
Yep.
That's great.
Yep.
Well, but you were also, you were at an event yesterday, too, in Bradenton, right?
Well, yeah, I was at two events. We actually had to have lunch with the captain there at Mission Barbecue on West Waters, and that's always a lot of fun, and we invite the people to come have lunch with us from 11:30 to 1:30. And we had, I met a training officer for the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Department, a major. And he was over there having lunch, and we had a chance to talk, and we had some other veterans that were there sitting around us. And then, we had our normal table with our guys there. But then last night, we were down in Bradenton for the Manatee Patriots' 13th birthday anniversary. And, of course, they started out as the Tea Party Manatee Group. They were a classic Tea Party back in the day. And now they're a Manatee Patriots group. And they're still setting records and doing great things for the country. And they're fired up. They are fired up for the election. They're fired up about the show. They watched us grow from where I was at when I first started, and they were paying attention to me because at the time I was down there in Sarasota broadcasting, and they watched the growth of the show, and a lot of people also said to tell you hello, the professor of politics.
Great.
Yep. They like listening to you. And then they had a chance to meet the two Johns that are with us, the two one John is a professional driver, drives people around to the airport and whatnot. And the other John is a retiree friend of mine, Vietnam veteran. And then we had Iron Mike there, and he had a good time. We all had a good time, and they treated us very nicely, as well as all the other people that were there. And we made a lot of new friends, and we kept a lot of old friends, and renewed some old acquaintances, too. So it was a great event, and thanks for asking.
Absolutely. Sounds good.
Now, Ron DeSantis has flipped the script on Disney. I'll explain. Disney was set up originally as its own separate little entity where they could have their own little laws, regulations, and enforce them on their own pursuant to Florida law. They were one of the entities that was allowed to do that because they set it up that way. The only other group in Florida that's allowed to do that, to my knowledge, is the largest landowner in Florida, and that happens to be the Mormons, the Church of the Latter-day Saints. Now, that being said, yesterday Ron DeSantis says, okay, we're going to go after your independent status, if you will, and take that away from you. If you want to monkey around here and you want to play the game, that's what we're going to do to you.
Yeah, this is really an escalation in this war that's really heating up between DeSantis and Disney. We're talking about the Reedy Creek Improvement District. It was a bill passed back in 1967 that gave the Disney folks the ability to manage, as you're talking about, infrastructure. They can manage drainage. They can also do their own building codes, and as I understand it, and then I think they can also tax the land to some degree as well, so they could use those revenues. So this would be a huge blow if this was actually reversed.
Yep, and we'll see what happens because this is going to be going on for a while, and Disney, if they want to play hardball, well, they're going to find out what it's going to cost them because DeSantis has got the votes. He's got the votes and the ability to be able to change that.
Well, and also at the same time, Disney, I think, is suffering with its core base of customers, of clientele, of people that want to be able to bring their kids to Disney and so forth. That's their bread and butter. In my estimation, of course, I grew up right around Disneyland, right? So I've been going to Disneyland my entire life, and it always seemed to be it's supposed to be the happiest place on earth, right? But it will always seem to be pretty welcoming and so forth. It never had any kind of thought that it was in anything other than that. But when they insert themselves so politically in this, then it does begin to drive the notion of many of their customers that might say, I'm not so sure about this. So it's a very risky move, even on Disney's part.
Now, they're called governors in arms because Republican state leaders along the border states have now deployed their own strike force ahead of the expected flood of illegal immigrants coming sometime in the next month, if the Biden administration gets rid of Title 42. Now, there were some changes on that yesterday, too, weren't there?
Well, right. I think you've got a lot of Democrats now who are starting to kind of push back on this whole idea.
In the border states.
Yep.
And they're pushing back because they understand their states are going to be totally overrun with illegals. Essential services basically are going to go by the wayside. They'll have to declare another emergency of sorts and bring in the National Guard to maintain the hospitals, to maintain police, to maintain fire. And who wants to do that when all you got to do is keep in place what's there?
Well, and it's certainly, you know, I'm glad you mentioned that, Captain, because, you know, we keep hearing this other thing of, well, we're trying to fix the broken immigration system. They always go back to that.
They broke it.
That's right. And most people don't think that it was necessarily broken to begin with in terms of illegal immigration, because it's a pretty simple idea. It's a very simple concept. You're not supposed to be able to come to the country illegally, and we have mechanisms in place to try to stop that.
And here's the deal, okay? You want to fix it? Number one, build the wall. Finish the wall. Build the wall. That's number one. And number two, enforce the laws you've already got on the books.
Well, of course, but I think you've got a lot of these Democrats who are pushing back on this because they realize now that this doesn't make any sense. This goes way beyond giving lip service, let's say, to the notion of welcoming people and this kind of thing and trying to use that as political foil against the conservatives or the Republicans, for example, and trying to paint them in a bad light that they don't like people and that whole thing. It's just game that they play. But what they're finding out is that it has actual, real, practical ramifications. And I think they're in disbelief that the powers that be in the Biden administration are more than happy to just force this onto the American people.
They're not anymore, though, because they have gotten a lot of feedback and a lot of pushback from members of their own party, the rank and file, if you will. And the White House, even though they did speak out about the border controversy, Democrats are actively bucking Biden.
Well, exactly. I think that's because they can't imagine why they're really going through or want to go through with something like this, because it absolutely makes no sense. And so the Biden administration, trying to create chaos, trying to create destabilization, trying to take it to another level here.
Now, who is Sean Penn?
Well, he's a famous actor, director, and activist too. He's very, very passionate about the different things he gets involved in.
He's a left winger, correct?
I'd say, generally speaking, yeah.
Okay. So Sean Penn was told by the government in Ukraine to get the F out of Ukraine while he was in the middle of filming a documentary.
Well, interesting. Well, partly, I mean, they probably don't know what exactly is going to be in the documentary and so on, but who knows. But Sean Penn brings with him, though, a sort of gravitas, as it were, because of his previous work and so forth. So, but it will be interesting to see why they said that.
And finally, she said, "I'm all for it," so said the former GOP presidential candidate Michelle Bachmann, urging Joe Biden to run in 2024.
Well, of course, the idea is that he will run. That's what they're going to say, right up into the point where he doesn't run.
Well, what's going to happen is he's going to run, but he's going to run and he's going to get beat.
One might think. Or he gets 25th Amendmented out of there, or he'll step down for some reason.
All right, we'll be right back.
Coast to coast and around the world, this is your source for news and information in the overnight. More with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren right after this on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
If you request an Uber or Lyft, you won't need your mask. reporter Lance Pry explains.
A federal judge in Florida on Monday removed the government's mask mandate, saying it was an overreach. Public transportation riders will no longer be forced to wear masks while traveling. Not to be outdone, the mask mandate at Uber and Lyft ride-sharing dropped their mask requirements for U.S. passengers and drivers on Tuesday.
A Michigan judge has denied the motion to reduce bond for James and Jennifer Crumley. The parents of the suspected Oxford High School shooter will remain in jail on a $500,000 bond each. Prosecutors are accusing the Crumleys of neglecting their son and ignoring warning signs of his disturbing behavior. Their son, who turns 16 next week, has been charged as an adult with 24 crimes, including murder. This is USA Radio News.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Coast to coast and around the world, this is your source for news and information in the overnight. More with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren right after this on Captain's America, Third Watch.
Thank you very much, Jeff. Right after this is me telling you about Relief Factor, who brings you this segment of the program. Now, Relief Factor is part of my daily regimen. I've been taking it religiously for 7 years, every single day. I take it when I get up. First thing I do, and if I need it again later on in the day, I take it later on in the day. And if I need it again a third time later at night because of problems that I'm having, I take it then. But guess what? Relief Factor does what it's supposed to for the problems that I have because it's part of the integrated health plan that I use, which, if taken regularly, will help to control the body's natural response to inflammation, to swelling, to pain, and even lower or eliminate pain by going right straight to the source of the problem. Now, the best part about all this is it's natural. It's 100% drug-free. No drugs, no narcotics in this at all. And it works. Now, it's 100% botanical as well and fish oil product made from a clinically developed formula that supports the regularization of key enzymes and proteins. So, go to the website they gave me. And for $19.95, you can try the 3-week quick start. That's it. $19.95. That's all it costs. Try the 3-week quick start by going to relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And while you're there at that website, you'll see some of their little vitamins and their supplements and that sort of stuff that's there. I take their B vitamin, B12. I also take their C and their D because of the potency that's in there. I talked to my doctor about it, and he said this is a very good price and very good for what you're getting. It's souped up a little bit, which is what you need to have in this modern world we live in right now, so you won't get sick again with all the different things that are floating around out there. And it keeps your body's immunity up, too, as well. But relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, $19.95, on the three-week quick start. And back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, again, I've had a question here from Sue, and Sue is in Dallas, Texas, listening on her affiliate over there. In Fort Worth, I believe, is where it's at. But anyway, Joe Biden, she's asked a question about whether or not he's actually going to keep Title 42 because she heard yesterday that there was some discussion about that. Well, you are correct. There is discussion about that because with the Democrats even siding with Republicans on the Title 42 border security policy, the Biden administration now has found themselves having to weigh extending the restrictions of the illegal and asylum-based border entries and not just turning them loose in the country and saying, have a nice day.
Well, exactly. And, of course, this was instigated under the Trump administration back in March of 2020. And so part of it, Captain, I think, is that the Biden administration, they just want to get rid of all things Trump, no matter what, to a great degree. But I think now we're seeing that there's almost a consensus building between Republicans and Democrats, if you can put it that way, such that this is a bad idea all around to end it at this point. But the Biden administration, if they want to keep going down their merry way on this, they're simply going to show that they have nothing in mind, other than the destabilization that they believe happens when this kind of unfettered immigration takes place, illegal immigration.
Yeah, and again, we'll have to see how all of this plays out, but it looks like as if the Democrats are pressuring Biden, along with Republicans, don't do this, you're making a huge mistake, don't do this. And that was talked about last night, too, by some of the speakers at our event, so people are in tune to this.
Yes, very much.
Yeah. Now, the Pentagon is responding to the reports that Russia deployed chemical weapons into Ukraine, and they're trying to inspect and determine themselves whether or not there's any truth to this. So far, there isn't. We haven't heard any confirmation one way or the other.
That's right. Yeah, we don't have confirmation, but if it is true, and I kind of hate saying that because a lot of times, again, we don't know at this point, but if it did happen and it can be verified, it would be likely that it would happen again if that's the road that Russia's going down, but it would create a major problem for NATO in terms of how to respond overall. Yes, Ukraine's not a NATO state, but by anybody's mathematics, this would up the ante in this war significantly.
Somebody, let's see if we can figure out who this is in the chat room. It says, if you have the flu and take the COVID test, it will show that it's positive. Oh, it's George Godfather. Good morning, George. That is true. I do know that. If, as a matter of fact, it's not even the flu, George. If you have a cold, and take the COVID test, it'll show it as being positive.
Right. And again, you have so many of these, quote, cases then. So what is really a case and what's really not a case?
Yeah. By the way, George, we missed you last night. You missed all the free food down there, and it was good. It was good. Oh, boy. I'm still, you know, I love these events because the women down there, when they bring the food, holy smokes. Holy smokes. Oh, well. Okay. Back to the drawing board here. Former Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey chimed in yesterday. Did you hear about it?
A little bit, yeah. Yeah, he went after, I think, Brian Stetler over at CNN.
Yeah, he went after Humpty Dumpty. He said that he's witnessed an incident in which CNN tried to falsify the news.
Just the one?
Well, it was more than one, but I mean, this was the one that Dorsey spoke about. That he saw, right. He saw Stetler trying to falsify a CNN news report and keep the lie going.
Well, right. And I mean, a lot of people, I think they're just lost faith in CNN. And that's a sad thing, because I remember when CNN and their groundbreaking headline news was really something. And especially for news junkies, you could watch the news every 30 minutes and you'd see how it changed throughout the day and so forth. But it was pioneering. But I think a lot of people have lost faith, and they're not, and as far as I know, they're not signing up for CNN Plus.
No, they're not. And Chris Wallace is probably going to have a contract renegotiated here soon. I think they let the girl go that was on there, didn't they?
Perhaps. I'm not exactly sure.
I know they're making some adjustments because they're just not. It's not working. What they're doing is not working.
Well, but and are we surprised? Because yeah. If we look overall how people yeah. have treated CNN just in the last year now, it's interesting.
Now, the Florida Parental Rights and Education Act that passed and the governor signed and the Democrats are livid about, Jen Psaki was up in front of the mic yesterday, and she was on a podcast. She was doing a podcast. And she started to cry about the poor children and how they were being taken advantage of in Florida by the governor and this horrible legislation. Oh, it's just, I just wanted to get puke when I heard it.
Well, it's hard to make the case for anybody at all, to make the case that you need to talk to kindergartners about sexual things, shall we say. And that just, it seems to me that would just sound like it's theater that she's trying to gin up here for this. But most parents, I think, would think that that's a non-starter. These things will come up. They come up later in life and the development of kids as they grow up. But for kindergartners, for example, and that's one of the main focuses here, it's hard to understand how people make the case to actually do that.
Yeah, George is saying he was at a Reagan dinner with little Marco. I think that was the one in Sarasota. I think they had one there. But anyway. And by the way, the Republicans are having some problems now trying to fill up these dinners that they have. You know, they're actually fundraisers when they have these Reagan Day and Lincoln Day and all that sort of stuff.
Right.
Those are big fundraisers for them, and it's not working like it used to because the people are now doing something totally different, which is something that I suggested they do years ago. Don't give the money to the party, give it to the candidate.
Yeah, very interesting. And this is where, this is the new sort of battleground, as it were, because it's not monolithic, perhaps as it was at one time, not all that long ago. And I think Donald Trump had a lot to do with that. I think they're looking for more people who are going to bring something different to the mix. They're going to bring leadership to the mix, and they're not just a rubber stamp of any kind.
Well, Trump in the first quarter of this year just raised $19 million, and he's not even on the ballot.
Right. Well, it's definitely going to be very interesting as we get into the real election season here.
Yeah. Yeah, and George is talking about over there in Disney when they did their flag waving, they had 300 people. Yeah, I know some people drove up from Sarasota that would have been at the gun rally that we were at. That's fine, but I chose not to go. To me, it's a waste of time. To me. All right, we'll be right back with more, folks. Coming back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report and Kyle Warren, too. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the Captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
You get started.
What's the name of that group?
That's a Rufus.
And what's the name of the lead singer?
Well, you know what? Can I take a wild guess?
Yeah.
Was it Chaka Khan?
It's Chaka Khan. It was young Chaka Khan. She was a teenager when she did that song. And I'm telling you, she was probably 70 pounds lighter than she is today. And boy, could she rock it.
Well,
she was just getting down with the sound, I'll tell you.
she's the real deal.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was, that was something to see. But anyway, let me read this and then give it to you. As a new system moves onshore in the Northwest, high elevation snow and low elevation rain. Richard, it looks like you're going to get more rain out there, and storms will be likely. Now, there will be some dry and warm conditions with some gusty winds that could result in, again, some very dry conditions for the southwest into the high plains. Also, isolated severe thunderstorms will be possible across eastern Oklahoma on Wednesday, and it could find its way over into Arkansas or even Missouri. There is some weather conditions favorable right now for the formulation of some really big-time thunder boomers there. And we've got some really cold temperatures in the Midwest. But we'll let you get it started there, Kyle. Take it away.
Thank you, Captain. Of course, yes, as you're mentioning, we do have another system. This is the midweek storm coming up here on Wednesday for our friends along the west coast, of course, along Washington, Oregon, and also parts of Northern California that can see some pretty heavy rain, we understand, especially as we go into Thursday. But we're also going to have some gusty winds, and as you mentioned, rain and snow and those thunderstorms as well. Right now on the weather map, in terms of active rain, we do have a little bit active around Portland. They're reading some light rain right now. And if you're heading out I-84 going east out of Portland, as you head towards Bridal Veil, you're definitely going to have some rain coming across the road there. Also, our friends in Missoula, Montana tonight, they're being treated to a mixture of rain, sleet, and some snow here and there. Of course, they're up in Montana, Missoula. But as you head south out of Missoula, if you're heading down U.S. Highway 93, if you head down towards Florence, Stevensville, down to Hamilton, you've got some snow and possible sleet as well. And so you want to be aware of that. In Coeur d'Alene, Idaho right now, in that general vicinity, we've got sleet going on there right now. 4th of July looks like it's at 40 degrees. It's expected to be cloudy on Wednesday. But get this, folks, on I-84, if you're going over Cabbage tonight, it's 31 degrees, and they're also reporting black ice. So be very, very aware of that. We definitely have, looks like, a winter storm warning, of course, coming down through Northern California, this to the eastern side of Northern California, down through Reno and south of there. So be careful coming across Donner Pass as these new storms come through. We've got a winter storm watch that's going to continue south of that area near Mammoth Lake, south of there. Going to stay about a little to the east of Bishop and Big Pine. So if you're on 395, hopefully you won't be getting too much of that at all. And maybe a little bit of wind advisory in the Southern California area going out near Victorville on I-15 tonight. So be very careful. We'll have more next hour.
Yeah, and I-84 Cabbage, from my own personal experience, that is very dangerous, especially any kind of even rain. But black ice, my God, there's a couple of truck escape ramps down there. And it's the only time in my lifetime driving out that way, I saw two trucks in the escape ramp at the same time, one jammed right up behind the other. And I've never seen that any other time. That was the only place. And that was because of wet roads. So
wow,
you can just imagine.
Not just even ice at all. Yeah.
No. All right, now we're going to start in North Dakota. We got a lot of weird stuff going on in North Dakota tonight, because we've got what appears to be a melt going down as things have warmed up behind the snow that came through last week and earlier this week. They had a dusting of snow, but right now it appears the snow is melting, and you're going to have a lot of water running downtown, downhill rather, from Canada down towards the Midwest, which is not a bad thing, coming on down to, let's see here, down in Nebraska, We have some unsettled weather conditions out there in far western Nebraska around Sydney to the Wyoming border. You could get a combination of things from wind to rain to maybe some flooding there, too, as things have warmed up again out there above freezing, which is monumental. And then, Tay, staying up north, Minnesota, up around Duluth. You've got some snow there tonight, right now, as we speak. And way, way, way up in the tip of Minnesota, almost into Canada, you've got a winter storm watch right there. But in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight, you do have a winter storm watch way up there along the lake, so be advised. Windy conditions along Lake Michigan, both sides. I'm going to stay up north again because I'm going to go over to New York. You have lake effect snow coming in up there north of Syracuse from about Oneida Lake all the way up to the St. Lawrence Seaway. And the Adirondacks tonight, you can get some snow over in there coming again off the lake. It's very windy again. Seas are very rough off Massachusetts, Cape Cod, on down to Long Island and New Jersey. And it's very cold again in southern Ohio, western West Virginia, eastern Kentucky, most of Virginia, most of North Carolina, and the mountainous area of South Carolina, where you've got frost and or freeze warnings. And we've got a lot of flooding going on as a result of all the rain they've had the past several days and into last week in the western part of Tennessee and on up and down through Mississippi right now. Got a lot of flooding going on in there. So, Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and the Flying J. Truck on in there and find out why we tell you it's the best coffee, best stuff you can find in the middle of the night out there on the highway. Always welcome. Trucks, motorhomes, RVs, always welcome there. I'll be back with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Why should I come? Why should I come?
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.